WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Memorial Football Show, a weekly look inside the Tigers program featuring head coach John Herding and a member of the Memorial team. The show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville the State Emporium, by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey agent. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
Don't look now, but the Memorial Tigers are undefeated 3-0 after a 35-6 drubbing of Central last Friday night. Hello and welcome. This is week 4 of the Memorial Football Show on WREF. You can hear it on 97.7, listen to theref.com, and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. The head coach, John Hurley, will join us in a moment. All thanks to our sponsors, and we have plenty of them when it comes to Memorial Football. Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, Mike Carey, the agent from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and Evansville Estate Emporium. All right, we'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. John Hurley waiting on deck right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000 square foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show with the head coach, John Hurley. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. Coach is 3-0, so I'd imagine he's happy to be here. Hey, Coach, really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate being here.
You got it. So let's talk about the last game, the third game, to get you to 3-0. 35-6, a win against Central. What was the difference?
Well, I mean, you know, I think Central, they picked their first win up the week before, and they're kind of working towards getting things right. And, you know, our focus was coming in and just taking care of what we need to do. And you know, the goal each week is just to get better. And I felt like, you know, there's some mistakes we need to cut down on. We had some penalties again. I feel like we're saying that every week, and that's something we're really wanting to improve on. But, you know, guys making plays and being efficient with the football. Defensively, really did a nice job in stopping the run. So, I mean, that's our focus each week. We're going to continue to try to do it.
Again, John Hurley, the head coach for Memorial here on WREF. It is week 4 of the Memorial Football Show. Offensively, you get to 35 points, all of them in the first half. I'd imagine that you kind of not took your foot off the gas, but realigned your offensive approach after the 29 you put up in the second quarter. Pretty wild there. I remember last week we were talking about Matthew Fisher channeling his inner Lamar Jackson on the ground. Didn't see too much of that in last week's game, but 6 of 7 in the air, and certainly some big plays, 4 touchdowns, 2 of them to Luke Elsperman, and Luke had himself a day with, yeah, only 3 catches, but again, the 2 touchdowns, and one of them being a 43-yarder. So let's talk about Luke and what he brought to the table.
Well, Luke's an explosive player for us. He has done a nice job in the weight room in the offseason. You know, last year we asked him to do a lot. We moved him to quarterback. You know, he's played just about every skill position offensively you can play. And he continues to do whatever we ask him to do. And he had an opportunity to make some plays last week, and he capitalized on them. And, you know, once we got to 35, you know, when you have the running clock going in the second half, we went ahead and pulled Luke and Matthew and a couple of the guys at the end of the second quarter. Mm-hmm. Give us an opportunity to get some of these guys that, you know, we project as backups and or on the fringe kind of guys, give them an opportunity to get out and get some reps.
Yeah, those guys that are kind of teetering, trying to get their real first varsity work in, maybe coming up from JV. And in that second half, who stuck out? Who impressed you?
Well, you know, we had some guys that stepped up, made some plays. You know, we had a freshman, Gavin Holt. He got a nice interception down on the goal line. But, you know, David Hickey's a young man that's, you know, really been competing for us. And, you know, it's kind of a throwback when you get sophomores or juniors that are really competing heavily on JV, because it's tough to do the JV thing. And, you know, I think it's in today's society, the instant gratification of being varsity, you don't find a whole lot of guys that kind of grind their way through. But Grayson Carter is another one that did a nice job. Luke Brown at quarterback. Gino Amini did a great job running the ball. So, you know, we had some guys step and do a good job for us in the second half.
Coach, the team's 3-0 right now, and we'll take a step aside real soon. Alex Brugiers will join the program, but I do want to ask you this. 1/3 through the season, the team is unscathed. What's the vibe around the team and the locker room, especially after a win like that, where you guys in the second half were able to R&R, rest and relax, and get some of those other guys out there? Those are the kind of wins that I'd imagine are even more gratifying.
Well, I think there's definitely excitement. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I know there's excitement, but I also realize, and hopefully they realize as well, that it's just a third of the way through. And you know, as excited as we want to be about last week, there's always next week. And that's kind of the good thing about the regular season. No matter what happens this week, there's always going to be next week. So, again, our focus, and I don't think I can stress it enough, that each week, our goal is to be better than we were the week before. So that way, when you get to end of October, November, you're hitting on all cylinders.
Well, again, we're here on week 4 of the Memorial Football Show to be better than you were the week before. That's a task against modern day. That won't be easy. We'll have that action on WREF. We'll talk about that later on. But on the other side of this upcoming break, Alex Brugiers will talk to us about what was going right on defense, all that and more right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hervey and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers!
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show, I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. The senior Alex Brochiers joins us to talk about the Tigers and their 3-0 start. Hey, Alex, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
All good. Really appreciate the time coming off of a 35-6 win against Central last week. I'd imagine the vibes are pretty high for you and for the team. Let's talk about you. Leading tackler in last week's game with 8. What was going right for you? And heck, what's been going right this entire season for you, because you've been crushing it on defense?
Oh, I feel like our game plan and our preparation has just been amazing throughout the year, throughout these first 3 games. I feel like that's what really sets us apart and really pushes us in. Obviously, we haven't given up very many points this year. Our starting varsity D, I think, has only given up 14. And it's against North, it was only on a muff punt and a few broken plays. So as of right now, we're playing pretty well as a team. And as a group, I think everyone's preparing and doing their part.
As one of the senior leaders, I'd imagine that you had a pretty good idea of what this team was going to look like in the preseason and in the ramp-up for 2024. But what have you learned about Memorial football through 3 games in this season?
I think we're going to be pretty good throughout the year. I think if we keep getting better and keep preparing as we do each week, I think we're going to be a hard team to beat come October, November, because I don't think we're playing – right now we're playing good football. I don't think we're playing our best football, though. I think once we start playing our best football, we're gonna be pretty tough to beat.
Well, you're already tough to beat. I know what you're saying, that there's still room to grow. But then again, modern day, the fans listening to this show, they don't want to hear that, because on Friday, modern day, trying to get the win against Memorial, you guys, and it's going to be on WREF. Both teams coming into this game at 3-0. So what's it going to take for you and for the defense to succeed against that Wildcat offense?
I think we're going to have to keep their quarterback in the pocket. Don't let him run around. Stop the broken plays, because a good amount of their offense, they have their quarterback has a few broken plays, and you lose receivers downfield, which happens a lot on broken plays because people try to run up and tackle the quarterback. But I think that's going to be a big thing. Obviously, stopping the run, and then don't let the ball get over top of us. Try to get off the field as quick as possible, because the faster we get off the field, the faster our offense has a chance to score. That's the main thing.
You know, Alex, Tate Mallory is a fairly unique player. I'd imagine that so far you guys really haven't seen a quarterback like him who's as elusive within the pocket. So when you, and you make a habit out of doing it, being a disruptor in the backfield, when you make a tackle, especially on a guy like Tate Mallory, how does that feel? How much better or more gratifying is it to tackle a star in the league like him rather than your average ball carrier?
Oh, it's amazing. He's quick. He's shifty. He can get around. I kind of compare him to like Elijah Wagner last year. They're both super shifty. I mean, getting a tackle on him, it's pretty nice, because not very many people can do it and do it well. So it's great.
Coming up with the modern day and Memorial game on Friday. Again, you'll hear it here on WREF. We'll see what Alex Brochiers does against Tate Mallory and the modern day offense. Again, Alex, really, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on a really successful start to the season, but good luck on Friday and good luck the rest of the way as well as your senior year continues.
Thank you.
All right, we take a step aside. John Hurley, the head coach, will be back in a moment right here on WREF. 97.7 FM, the ref, always the right call.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Bring your car or truck into Menke's Auto for a free certified inspection. No job is too large or small. Our full-service shop can handle everything from oil changes to engine replacements. Our technicians have over 90 years of experience, and Menke's offers free loaner cars as well. Call Mankins at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check him out on the web at MankinsAuto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankins Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Back here on week 4 of the Memorial Football Show with the head coach John Hurley, I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you getting ready for Friday Night Football on the Ref with Memorial at Modern Day, and a big game for us because, heck, we'll be carrying it. Big game for John Hurley because one of these teams is walking away with their first loss of the season. Both teams to start 3-0. So, coach, in order for the Tigers to not be that team, what needs to happen?
Well, it's, you know, I say it again, we got to be able to stop the run.
Sure.
You know, Coach Cable does a great job, you know, calling the offense and mixing things in. I know that Coach has to help it out, but, you know, he's really kind of redefined what they do. They got nice size up front. They're physical when they run the ball. But Tate Mallory does a good job extending plays and being creative and leads to a lot of explosive plays for them. So, you know, this week's a little different. You know, we got to be able to stop the run, but you really got to be able to take away the explosive plays that they present.
And Mondra Day is 3-0 for the first time since 2021. You mentioned the improvements that they've made, especially from last year. Coach Gable is kind of the common denominator of all of this. What's it like to coach against Mike Gable? He's such a legend in the area, such a legend in the sport.
You know, it's funny, you know, through the years, you know, I went to Resurrection. I can remember seeing Mike at wrestling functions when, you know, he kind of first started out, and I was just young. And then to go through high school and see him on the opposing sideline, and then when I came back and got a job at Memorial, getting an opportunity to coach against him, and then at one point in time, we lived right across the street from one another. What a great guy on every night but Friday night. You know what I mean? He's competitive, and he always has his team ready to go. And, you know, I think it's indicative of what they did against Castle this year, being down and then coming back in the second half and finding a way to win. That's been kind of indicative of his teams all the way through. So it's a challenge because you got to eliminate all your mistakes to have a shot to compete with them.
That's pretty cool, the relationship there. And that's what happens in a town like Evansville, is that everyone knows everyone, and especially when you're around for as long as Coach Gable has been, he's going to know everyone as well. Now, Coach, you mentioned clean up the mistakes from last week and improve upon them for Modern Day on Friday night. What are those mistakes that you guys during this week are focusing on to get ready for the Wildcats?
Well, we got to eliminate all of our mental penalties, the five-yard penalties, and execute our assignments. We've had some missed assignments over the last couple of weeks, and we've rotated some bodies in. So really just cleaning up, and when a play presents itself, that we make that play as opposed to trying to – sometimes we try to make them too big of plays. And, you know, our guys have really been working hard, and I'm excited to see how we come out and perform on Friday.
Again, we're here with the head coach, John Hurley, here on WREF, getting ready for Friday night at the Bowl against Modern Day. Both teams 3-0, and Modern Day is 3-0 for the first time since 2021. Memorial right now in some more familiar territory, but heck, something's going right for both teams. We'll see what happens on Friday. Again, we are going to be covering it on WREF at 6 o'clock. Start to the Taroni's pregame show, 6:30 kick at the Bowl. Coach, really, really appreciate the time. Good luck on Friday, and we'll catch you soon.
Thank you.
All right, this has been week 4 of the Memorial Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
You have been listening to the Memorial Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and by Evansville the State Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Scott Stratman, Attorney at Law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Memorial Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.